ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Where do you get your news? You can be honest, this is a safe space. It's social media, isn't it? In fact, 1/3 of Australians use Facebook for finding and sharing news. But that's all about to change because Facebook's owner, Meta, has decided to stop paying Australian news outlets for their news, which means it will disappear from the site altogether. I'm Tegan Taylor and this is Quick Smart, the show that feeds you big ideas in bite-sized pieces. So what impact will Meta's decision have on the way news is communicated and shared in this country? Should we be concerned that for-profit companies control most of the information we see? And will the news vacuum lead to an uptick in misinformation? Someone who's been following the news very closely is James Purtill. Hey, James.
Hey, Tegan.
So to kind of understand how we got here, we sort of have to go back to 2008, which is, I think, on Facebook at that time, you still had to have is in your status updates. Tell us about kind of what was happening with news and Facebook back then.
It's so long ago, isn't it? I think you could still poke people on Facebook in 2008.
I forgot about poking.
Not that I ever did that. So in 2008, we saw Facebook come along and it started to eat into traditional news. It started to get more views and so on. And it really courted the news outlets. It wanted their content and it created these tools and it tweaked its algorithms so that news did really well on the platform. And more people were getting their news through social media rather than going directly to those news websites. So there was this enormous boom. Sites like BuzzFeed and Vice and so on, they were the 2010s. They hired all these reporters. They made all these viral articles. They kind of knew the secret of going viral. And traditional news outlets like the ABC and Fairfax and News Corp and so on, they tried to pivot as well. They tried to get some of that traffic from Facebook. And, you know, personally, that's kind of when I started out in news. And we were told you just got to post to social. You've got to promote your articles as much as possible on Facebook, because if we can just get a little proportion of that total Facebook traffic, it's an enormous amount. You get hundreds of thousands of people reading your article that otherwise wouldn't have. And so newsrooms started, you know, dancing to the tune of Facebook. And it kind of looked like that would be the future of media, that there would be a lot of profit in it for some sites that were able to go viral.
And then it was actually like almost a uniquely Australian thing that we turned around and said, you got to pay for this. And they didn't want to.
Yeah. So kind of at the height of this new media boom, right, that I described, Prime Minister Turnbull, this is about 2017, he told the ACCC, look, why don't you look into Facebook and Google? They seem to have this monopoly over advertising. And that appears to be affecting the quality of local journalism. It means that newsrooms can't hire as many reporters because they're not getting the same advertising revenue as they were. ACCC looked into it and they said, yeah, that's pretty much the case. The government said, yeah, we need some kind of bargaining code to redress this imbalance of power. ACCC came up with one. And then around 2020, that code was ready and Facebook said, if you pass this code, and I should just say, the code would require Facebook and Google to enter into these commercial arrangements with news organisations in Australia to pay them for content. And the argument is, well, they're making money from this news content and they're not paying for it. And that's not fair. So we're going to have this code that says, if you don't enter into these voluntary agreements, we'll make you. And if you still don't do it, we'll fine you. We'll fine you 10% of your annual revenue. So Facebook said, no, we're not going to do this at all. We're just going to pull all the news from our feed. Google said the same. They said, we're going to have a news ban in Australia. Google ultimately relented and signed these agreements with the news organisations. But Facebook followed through on its threat. And in February 2021, it pulled, for 1 week, overnight, it pulled all the news from Facebook for Australian users. And it was utter chaos.
Honestly, that kind of sounds like a dream.
I know. Well, I had to do a cross for RN breakfast that morning and I woke up and suddenly there was no news at all on Facebook. And it was an incredible story. But what is news? The code defined news as, you know, kind of any reporting on current events. So you could say that, yeah, the weather, the Bureau of Meteorology is telling the news. You could say that the Batuta Advocate, a satirical news website, is, yeah, reporting on current events. You could say that emergency services are doing the same. And that's what happened. They pulled not only the ABC and, you know, Channel 9 and everything, but Batuta Advocate, Bureau of Meteorology, all that went. And it was chaos for a week. And then Facebook said, okay, we will enter these agreements. Anyway, at the end of it all, Google and Facebook agreed to pay about $200 million over 3 years to over a dozen media organisations. And that resulted in, we don't know the full figure, but yeah, you know, lots of jobs, at least 60 jobs at the ABC for reporters, and then a bunch of jobs at other news outlets. So it did have a big effect on the media ecosystem.
On one hand, you've got this idea of codes and funding and all that sort of thing. It's like complicated, but it really shapes the social media landscape that we spend so much of our time in. And like you say, it also literally affected people's jobs and the kind of structures of, I mean, your job and my job as journalists and the sorts of people that were being hired.
Yeah. So this is like a really important story that touches on everybody's lives and the way that they use social media and what kind of access to the news that they have. And yeah, it's wrapped up in these really boring words, new media bargaining code. You know, just think of how your experience of Facebook has changed over the last 10 years. When you went on there in 2014, you'd have seen a lot of news going viral.
I used to see a lot of baby photos and news, and now I just see makeup videos.
Exactly. I don't see any news anymore. I don't see any friends. I still have friends, but I don't see sure, any of their content, I should say. And that's the way that social media has changed. We know news is a public good. You know, you might think I'm biased saying that, but we need transparency of information for a democracy to work. We need politicians to be held to account. We need companies to be exposed when they do something dodgy. We know we need all that, but that is no longer being privately funded. That's the problem. And the real question behind this code is how do you solve that problem? How do you pay for this thing that we know is a public good?
Yeah, so, I mean, misinfo is it's a big buzzword at the moment. Misinformation spreading around on social media, it's been a problem long before now. It's certainly been a problem since 2020 and before that. But if credible news sites are removed from this equation in a much more complete way, how much worse does the misinformation problem get on social media?
Well, the amazing thing is that we actually have an experiment of this, and that was what happened in February 2021. And that was for a week, the news sites weren't on Facebook anymore, and misinformation prospered, it flourished. And that was actually, you could measure that. And also, smaller news sites, companies that wouldn't have the same sort of reach as the big organisations, they've really struggled too because they no longer get any Facebook traffic to their sites. So it's actually been really bad for the news ecosystem there, and I'd say bad for the consumption of news generally.
So what is the solution here?
It's a question of what is the solution to what problem. If the problem is Facebook and Google aren't paying enough tax in Australia and we should get some of that revenue, then one solution would be to close some of those tax loopholes. And that's not, the code doesn't do that. If the other problem is news outlets are in decline and we're losing this public interest journalism and we need it, then the code is doing that to an extent, but it's becoming less and less effective because Facebook has decided to pull out. And ultimately, it's only bringing in about $200 million, which isn't really enough to halt the decline. So one solution would be closing the tax loopholes and then redirecting some of that revenue to news organisations through grants or through public funding. The problem with the code is that the money paid by the big tech orgs to the news organisations, we don't know what happens to that money. It could be spent on journalism, but we don't know what kind of journalism it's being spent on. Is it important journalism or is it just stuff to get more clicks?
Does it feel like there's much appetite from the government to make any changes here?
They have been beating their chest lately. So after Facebook announced it wasn't going to sign up to any more of these agreements, different ministers came forward and said, you know, we are going to take every action that's available to us to enforce the code. What that effectively means is they're saying they're going to designate Facebook under the code, forcing them to the bargaining table with the news organisation under the threat of fines. Now, Facebook isn't going to agree to that. It's going to just pull all the news content from the platform. And so we're going to end up in a situation where there's no news on Facebook anymore. And as a result, Australians are going to be consuming less news incidentally on Facebook as a result of this code. And news orgs are actually going to get less advertising revenue. So the other question is, are they going to close the tax loopholes? We haven't seen too much about that so far. There is an appetite to regulate big tech that wasn't there before. And the government is looking to, say, introduce reforms that would make platforms like Facebook, you know, have to weed out misinformation and scams and things like that. So it is going after big tech in a way, but we haven't seen yet too much progress around actually reforming the tax laws.
Okay, so if I'm listening to this and I'm not the CEO of Facebook and I'm not a government, what can I do to be part of the solution here?
You can go to a website and you can read the news. They still exist. We are still out there. You just go on something called the internet and you type in news, abc.net.au/news. But, you know, you go on any news website. That's one place to start. Beyond that, if you really want news on Facebook, then Facebook may ultimately change its algorithm to reflect that. And, you know, that's a bit more of a long-term play. But really what Facebook is doing is they're responding to what seems consumers want. And right now it looks like at least the people who go on Facebook, they don't really care if the news is there. But if that changes, then Facebook will change as well.
James, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Quick Smart Today was made on the lands of the Jagera and Turrbal, Gadigal and Whadjuk Noongar people. If you like Quick Smart, maybe you would like to tell a friend about it. You could send them a DM on your favourite non-problematic social media site, if you can find one. And if you like James, scroll back up through the feed and check out the chat we had about why we still don't have driverless cars. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.